This is the Truth Network.
Bloodshed, turmoil, warfare, genocide, innocents being slaughtered. Friends, this is happening right now. This was happening decades ago when a man with a heart for God and a heart for helping people named David got excited about it. And what did he do? He proposed to his fiance, or he proposed to his future wife who became his fiance. They had small kids and they moved to Burma. How would you like the honeymoon in Burma? Wow. Tom Van Dyke is here. Tom, you're a part of this amazing new feature film movie that comes out very soon called The Free Burma Rangers. You get some pretty excited about this, don't you, Tom?
Yes, I am very excited about being able to share this story with people all over the United States.
We want to tell enough about the story so everyone listening will get excited and go to this movie because you'll be blessed and touched. It'll make a difference in your life. But also, we want to tell you, we don't want to spoil it. We don't want to tell you everything, right, Tom? But give a framework. How did you get involved in this? What's your background a little bit, your testimony for Christ?
Well, I was what I like to call a kind of Christian when I grew up. I went to church, but I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus. And in middle age, I was about my 38 or so, I had a hole in my spirit, and I didn't know what it was then. And I remember hearing from Dave in the alumni newsletter. It said, Reverend Dave Eubank is doing humanitarian relief work in Burma. And I hate to admit, I had to look up Burma on the atlas. I didn't even know where it was.
Yeah.
And so I wrote Dave a letter, and he wrote me back and said, you just got to come see what we're doing over here. And so I went on the spring break. I was a professor at the time, and they took me to the border. I went snuck across on a boat in the middle of the night. When I got out, they handed me a small ice chest of vaccines and an M1 carbine. And the guy said, step right in my steps and be very careful and quiet because we got to go through a minefield. And this was my introduction to the Free Burma Rangers. And
a literal minefield.
Minefield. And I walked through the jungle, and late at night, we came upon a clearing, and there was Dave and his beautiful wife, Karen, and their little baby, Saheli, who was still in diapers. They're in the jungle, in the war zones of Burma.
Wow.
And we traveled through many burned villages and met a lot of the Karen Christians who were being oppressed at the time. And through them, I found Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And I was baptized in the river by Dave in a river in Burma.
Wow. So you found the Lord by this. You're going over kind of on humanitarian terms and things, and yet you see Jesus real over there.
Yes.
And hear the gospel.
The Karen people had lost everything. I mean, literally, their village has been burned. They had nothing left. But they were so kind and generous that they would give you the shirt on their back even if they only had one shirt.
And this movie tells the story of how the Eubanks initially got involved. The whole thing about this, Tom, that really blesses me, just as a fellow brother in Christ and encourages me and everyone out there, is here you have a family that they ran to the fire. They heard the sound of shots, they ran to it as opposed to running away from it. Much like first responders. And in a sense, the gospel calls us to be like first responders, not to avoid the warfare, you're not to be of the world, but you're in the world. And yet we want to get out of here. You know, we want to isolate ourselves, inoculate ourselves, you know, with a bunch of other saints as opposed to, you know, and of course you have to have that fellowship, but instead of going to where the gospel needs to go.
Well, I think in the gospel, in Dave's namesake, David, when he was confronting Goliath, he ran to the front. David ran to the front.
Yes.
And that always reminded me of my friend Dave Eubank, because that was him. He was like, he didn't just walk to the front, he ran to the front. And when he started, he took four rucksacks of medicine.
Unreal.
And walked across the border as the refugees were flooding across into Thailand, and he walked by himself towards the sound of the gunfire.
Isn't that something?
And
he found bodies, and he found some stuff. And the book has got like actual footage, Tom. And this is a pretty the movie. This movie has actual footage of this stuff. The tape
yes.
is running.
Yes, this is not a recreation. There's no Hollywood stuff. All of the video in this is shot by our people in the field on missions.
Wow. To show the rest of the world that there has been a bloody genocide, just absolute slaughter. I mean, this is Francis Chan, author of Crazy Love, said about this movie, "I really believe that this was my favorite film of all time. All kinds of Christian leaders are coming out celebrating, giving, just saying wonderful things about this movie, Free Burma Rangers." Subtitle, "A Family Brings Hope to the Front Lines." That's really what's going on, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. And I think you hit on it when you said talked about first responders. That's what the Free Burma Rangers do. They are the combat medics for the civilians who are caught up in these tragedies around the world.
So many Christians complain, including myself. I'm going to put my hand up high here about all the trash in Hollywood, about the evil, about the movies that are just, you know, completely, you know, objectifying women and this and that. But here you have a movie, everyone, including me, that's glorifying God, but that's also showing a real tragedy that's going on in our world that you can do something about. And it's in the big screens, right? Just for a brief time, right,
yes,
Tom?
Yes, so 2 days only in 800 theaters across the United States.
Wow, only 2 days.
February 24th and 25th.
And that's in the year 2020. And you might hear this show in 2021. You might hear this show in the summer of 2020 as a replay. But you can get the DVD by then, I'm sure.
Yes.
But if you do hear the program in time among our dozens of affiliates, the wonderful friends that carry this program, that carry this podcast, everyone that downloads it, mark that date and take your family. Get some popcorn and a soda, a pop, and go and watch this movie. Or a bottle of water, you know, a little healthier here. But watch this movie and be encouraged, because the goal is what of this movie, Tom?
Well, the goal of the movie is to not show what we do, but why we do it.
Mm.
God's love.
Mm.
God's
wow.
love has compelled us to go.
Wow. That is something.
And we want that message to get out.
Yeah. So really, this is a dangerous business that you're tangled up in here, Tom. But it's interesting how the gospel is a dangerous notion. There's death involved. There's blood involved, right? There's adventure involved. It's a rescue mission. And thank God he came to earth to rescue a sinner like
Amen.
Me. But he shed his blood. There were scars. There were wounds. The Savior was pierced for our transgressions, so we could be healed. And I can't think of a better image of that than this Free Burma Rangers movie. The Eubanks family sacrificially, I mean, he could have been making a lot of money, doing a lot of things in the States, this and that, but he takes his family and small kids to the middle of the war zone to minister medicine, to minister the gospel, to save lives. And he's training up an army there right now. Isn't that right? Thousands have been raised up.
Yes, we have trained thousands of medics over the years, and also served over 1 million people in 4 different countries.
Wow, that is something. I'm reminded of a Steve Camp song. Some people want to live in the sound of chapel bells, but I want to build a chapel right there at the gates of hell. And let's go. Let's go rescue the perishing, care for the dying. And that's what he's doing. The Free Burma Rangers movie. Now, is there a website people can watch this little, you know, like one of those little trailers on this thing? I've seen the trailer alone. And in fact, our studio audience, Andre's here, the trailer alone is just kind of staggering, isn't it?
Yes, you can go to www.fbrmovie.com.
Okay, FBR, which stands for Free Burma,
Rangers.
FBRmovie.com. Okay.
And there you can see the trailers.
Yeah.
And there's also a link where you can put in your zip code and it will show you the nearest theaters.
Okay.
And you can order tickets.
Find out where
it's
showing, order tickets, take your church, take your youth group, make a statement. By the way, when you buy a ticket to a movie, you're voting. So you're going to vote for something that's licentious, that's immoral, that's decadent, or you're going to vote for something that's redemptive, that's encouraging. My wife and I were watching Chariots of Fire recently. Yeah. Remember that movie?
That's a great movie.
Wow, how redemptive, how encouraging. Everyone should watch that movie, the soundtrack. Now I can't get the music out of my mind, you know, when we
Beautiful,
watch that,
yeah.
right? Yeah, but when you buy a ticket to a movie like that, you're making a statement to Hollywood. Hey, we want more of this, and we're voting Free Burma Rangers movie is just that. Tom, thanks for your testimony. Thanks for what you're doing, man.
Well, I thank you for having me, Stu.
You're rallying the troops, man. I love it. Literally.
Yeah.
Encouraging to many. We'll have to have you back on again. The Free Burma Rangers movie, just do a cursory search on the web and you'll find just Free Burma Rangers movie. You'll find the trailer. You'll find the website. But the actual literal website is fbrmovie.com. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel, and thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.